prepare for the finale, both parts, parts one and two, searching for Mr. Goodbrain with Major. What? We have questions for you and Ravi. Stay tuned so we can ask them.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I was so excited to hear this song. I've been waiting since this album came out for it to show up on the zombie show. Here it is. Welcome to the after show for the season finale of iZombie. What an episode. Let's just dive in by introducing ourselves. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I'm Sean Tierra Mab, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra.
And I'm Dave Child. You can find me at mrdavechild or davechild.com.
This song is so good. I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com. It's like my third favorite song of the album. Anyway, we have so much to cover.
We do.
This is by Childish Gambino, right?
Yes.
This song?
Yeah.
I was saying off air, I initially thought it was just like made up for iZombie, because it doesn't feel like it's actually like a song about zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like it's born to be on the show.
So it really perfect. Does. It's a natural fit. A natural fit is Liv seeing Ravi having sex. It's weird.
Ew, right. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see their best bro in the throes of passionate lovemaking. It's unnerving. And to be like the active participant in the vision, it's weird.
Weird.
I mean, Ravi is sexy. Don't get me wrong.
But
it's weird when you're thinking of it as Liv with Ravi. It's weird.
You also hear him like scream out flatulent Jabba the Hutt. I think that makes it so it's like you don't want to know those things about your
friend. I don't need to know
and
these things.
And seeing him give her head.
Yeah. Is that a great angle?
It was kind of like, it was so like PG-13, like, I'm about to do something.
Right.
Like, what's he doing from that angle?
What's
it doesn't quite
now?
Make sense. He's just kind of looking at it. That was enough.
Last week's episode was kind of crazy. We have Peyton and Baracus, where Peyton tried to figure out who done it. Being sort of spy, sort of still a lawyer.
Yeah, Peyton's trying to figure out kind of if she can trust her boss, if she can trust the mayor, and if the mayor is actually behind this whole thing that's kind of happening.
Yeah.
And is kind of trying to explore. Yeah, and is just trying to kind of figure out whose side she actually is on when she's working for the first zombie mayor. And he kind of has that scene where he's like, are you working with me or against me? I can give you a promotion if you work with me.
I still feel fuzzy about where where his lines are drawn and who he's associated with.
I think
it's like a mystery.
Yeah, well, I think that was the big question of, especially last week's episode, because we know he's a zombie. Mm-hmm. We know he had ties to Weckler and the dominatrix from that episode.
Absolutely.
So we kind of feel like, oh, he could be the one behind this. He could be the mastermind behind everything, but I think he's just another. I think he's just a kind of another pawn in Fillmore Graves, kind of trying to put someone into position of power, who's kind of in the pocket of this zombie militia group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was gonna say his character is very. It's like a suspense. So I don't know if they're gonna maybe add more to it next season. So I'm just curious.
It seems like they left a lot of loose threads to wrap up for next season. I think our largest one is obviously the Russia story of like we know there's something going on with people in Russia, but what and how much?
Except I kind of thought that was all tied into this Plan B of Fillmore Graves, because everything that they mentioned with I think all the Russia hacking, it's just kind of building up to, they went to the packages that was supposed to be connected to the hacking, and it ended up being actually Blaine's packages, so I guess it is kind of confusing.
Yeah, I still don't know what's going on, or who's in Russia, or how Russia is involved, but I do feel like they set up a pretty good mystery for that to start being looked into next season.
Right.
One mystery we're still kind of grappling with is Liv's eating sex addict brain,
right,
which was so concerning. I just because it's so opposite of what we see from Liv. Not afraid to be intimate, but not the, you know, she doesn't leap into intimate moments. You know what I mean? She's very slow and methodical in how she builds her relationships. So it's very unnerving to see her be like, I can't leap. But I also like the way they showed addiction brain. Like, how complicated is that?
Right. And that's also, like, one of the first brains that she's had that isn't just, like, kind of a goofy...
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm rolling dice all the time.
Yeah, I'm a dominatrix. I like to hit people up.
Yeah. I'm like, I have conspiracy brain, so I think conspiracy. And this one kind of sneaks up on her because she kind of knew the person. Yeah. So she was kind of just expecting it to be like, oh, she's just a normal person. And not connecting, but like, oh, what she's going through might have urges connected to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it was a little weird that she ended up, you know, going all the way with Chase?
It was freaking weird.
I really thought that maybe the other guys,
I think it's kind of on her in the end. Yeah. I think she was kind of, she had the urges and they were there, but she could have stopped. We saw her stop it.
We did, yeah.
In like three different times or two or three different times with just normal guys because she didn't want to infect the guys. And when she was finally given a zombie she could sleep with, then she was like, oh, well, this will be fine.
Yeah.
So kind of is on her because she could have stopped it if she was
strong enough. I have mixed feelings about that because I feel like her kindness and her, I don't even want to say kindness, but her respect for humanity kind of is what was outweighing her addiction, like the stuff that she was fighting. But when there's when I'm not going to hurt anybody, I feel like Liv fought the good fight against a brain that was not her own. And I thought it was kind of rude of Justin to call her out and be like, I've done difficult things. I've been on difficult brains before and I was able to fight it. I'm like, okay, but you have no idea what this person was going through or how strong this brain was.
I don't
was.
Think we could say it's kind of rude when all of his friends and family just died. And then he comes
Screw
back
that.
And
you
says,
you should
like,
totally give Liv a pass.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I know, that's totally
I think
fair.
It all makes sense to be like, yeah, they shouldn't be together anymore. Yeah, because, I think if she was strong enough or if she had, like, if she had the foresight, maybe if the entire group of Fillmore Graves didn't just blow up an explosion, they could figure out a way to kind of, okay, sometimes people cheat. Sometimes people experience it. We can keep going forward with this relationship. But yeah, after that traumatic experience, it's done.
Their relationship was short-lived, just like Major and Natalie's, so we all know what's going to happen next.
We have to talk about Natalie.
Oh.
Natalie has had the most incredible journey of any character on this show. Full stop. Like, Natalie was a sex worker who was then a sex slave, who was then a zombie sex slave, who was then liberated from that position, who took the money she stored up from her sex worker days to purchase a beautiful house in Italy. I presume beautiful. We didn't see it, but she described it as nice.
It's in Italy, so it's got to be a little beautiful.
It's got to be some kind of gorgeous.
I don't think it's like it's like a really terrible one-bed studio.
It's just a shack on the side of a road.
Under
really.
The river in Venice. It's really terrible.
And then they blew her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I liked her character.
I loved her character. We had a lot of characters that I really appreciated. Carrie, this episode was great. We get Carrie has been like a background character. Like she has just been.
I didn't
scenery.
Even remember her when in the previous episode when it was like, oh my god, Carrie's here. Carrie's a part of this. I was kind of like, okay,
this is the one. I don't want to harp on this for too long, but I do have to say that this is maybe the most disappointing thing for me in the entire season so far. We had a badass like Carrie in the background pulling moves, and we get no hints of it at all.
Right.
Yes. I really, really wish we could have seen Carrie beforehand, like call into questions on the plan and being like, I don't really think that this is a good idea, guys. We should do this. I'd love to see her like warming over the soldiers. Like, this is so out of left field for her then to just be killed immediately. I was like, that is a great freaking story. That's the story I wish we had this season.
It's almost like they were trying to wrap up the season, because I mean, even with which was different about this episode was that Chase is the one that actually solved the case.
Yes, so. What a twist! I did not see that
right.
coming.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I mean, and I think they were trying to set up a twist by just not developing a character, so that they had like, oh, it's this undeveloped character you didn't even know about, instead of kind of developing a good character that turns out to be bad.
I really wish had been the case, because I feel like that actress in particular could have really pulled off that, like, I'm just a sweet person trying to coordinate things. That's my job. I'm very limited. Who would think I have some power? I would have loved, and then like if we could have had like two women competing for the business before our former CEO is blown up in her helicopter. I just feel like there's a lot of story there, and that was a little bit disappointing.
Right.
But let's go into
also got to talk about Chase a little bit, because like...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because Chase, I mean, he was really being set up to be the bad guy from almost day one, but kind of the sexy bad guy. And you guys laughed at me when I said they were definitely going to have a thing. And I said, Liv and Chase were definitely going to have a thing because you don't introduce Jason Doring and not have your main female character sleep with him.
I literally wrote, don't make Chase and Liv a thing, so gross, because we get this moment when she comes back in this episode, and we get one shot, two of them very close together.
Yeah,
but I'm like, this is gross, and I need it to stop. I do not support Chase, even though... So what we learned about Chase today is that he's a really good leader. Like, we saw him go from, okay, I'm being usurped.
Yeah.
I'm gonna can that because I can't be usurped, okay? I'm the captain. And then we saw him take could be a terrible situation. Like, they've infected humans to become zombies using the virus for the flu that they created, which really dope, guys.
It's great, but also not a lesson you should take into reality. Right. I just want to say that.
Please don't do that.
Don't take that. Flu vaccines are fine and great. Any move on.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. You could get a flu vaccine.
So I like how Liv kind of took charge and, you know, had Johnny Frost, you know, go on the air and tell the world about the whole outbreak.
I love Johnny Frost discovering brains. Yes. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that was a good one.
It's fine. I love that. But I liked even more when Chase, you know, started talking about it, because I feel like he's very, very charming. So he kind of just had this, he kind of said it to where it's like, okay, like,
Chase is a businessman. Yeah, and he is. Like, yeah. I loved his plan. I loved that he was like, crap, okay. So now we have a ton of zombies created, which could be an outbreak. Like, that could be it, full stop.
Yeah.
But Liv's calm thinking and good PR move of just like, okay, so this is really happening, but we have a plan. Something is coming. I don't know what yet, but just stay calm. We're going to get it figured out. Of course, nobody does that. We're already breaking down windows and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then Chase comes in with his video and basically says, look, you have to deal with it now. But if the whole country can band together to make sure that we have brains, we will then create, okay, here's where we have to get into some politics stuff. We will create a second government to deal with zombie-related issues.
No, it's not going to work.
That's not how that works, bro.
That's the next season. I mean, the whole next season is going to be like, this can't work.
The U.S. government is not going to be like, sure, you can definitely have an entire police force just for your own community. Right. Unless, and this would be crazy, kind of cool and also weird, and you'd have to handle the subject material very carefully. But there are certain organizations, like indigenous peoples, who, like, if you're on indigenous land, like, the rules are theirs. In other words, you don't have to abide necessarily, like, police can't come in there and start policing. Right. So, but, like, Carrie was saying, if we go to an island all of our own, they're going to bomb us to death. And staying together and kind of close-knit is now kind of not in their best interest.
What I kind of liked about this whole setup and where they're building, one, I just love a show that doesn't try to stay the same show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I like Dexter, but that was a show that I kept hating because every season they would just reboot.
Post season three, that show just falls off so hard. You're just like, I'm done. We need a better serial killer.
Well, they keep setting up like, oh, he's almost caught. And then the next season it's like, oh no, everyone's forgotten everything.
It's he's totally back to normal again.
But in this, they're actually building, and it's the zombies are becoming known. Mm-hmm. It's starting to spread. There's more and more zombies every single season. There's like a black market zombie, mm-hmm. and now there's like militia, kind of government run zombie group. It feels like it keeps building.
Yeah.
And I also like how the bad guys, so Carrie, her point of view from a zombie's point of view, it made sense. Like,
made sense. You guys are stupid to put us all in one place far away from other people.
Yeah.
They're going to kill us. They're going to be afraid. That's something we already know.
So the best way is just to infiltrate the whole thing.
Yeah. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. Like, look, once Plan B is launched, it's super smart to have a whole bunch of individual, like, peoples who aren't connected or associated with the zombie movement as we know it be zombies, because it's like the queer movement. Like, once people start coming out, you realize, oh, well, I know one, and they're just a person, and I can love. Like, so I'm hoping that we see kind of some of that. No, seriously, you'll see families disowning zombies, but you'll also see, like, my sister's a zombie. I stand with zombies. She's totally still cool. She's the same person.
Well, just like X-Men, it'll become a good, like, analogy for all of that stuff, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. And again, I also like that we have
separate factions. So we know some are like, look, it should be zombies only. We should stay away. We should segregate ourselves from humans. And then you have the people who are like, look, we need to integrate. We need to figure out how to make a plan. And then we have secret Russian shadow organization potentially on the outside. It's like a hot mess.
It also reminds me of like the AIDS crisis too.
Oh, because
they're talking about, listen, it's scary. It's something that exists, but you can be in relationships with people that have this. You just have to take precautions and you have to do it. It's like heavy stuff for a show that's just about zombies and people eating brains.
Well, and we're getting into some heavy, like, topics of, like, violence, too.
Right.
We saw, you know, we had a terrorist act at the end of the last episode.
And that
where Harley comes in and blows the building up.
Yeah, when Harley comes in, that was also interesting because it was... It almost, you kind of understood why he did it, because from his perspective, he became a zombie. He was put into, for one, when they put him into that freezer, I was like, why are they not letting him feed before he goes into the freezer? Because I was thinking he's just going to become like a Romero doubt.
Yeah.
If they just put him in the freezer and then have him thaw. And also... I'm sorry, you find your dead buddy, you don't put him on the couch. You just put him on the couch to let him thaw.
I don't understand that.
But like, we're just going to watch TV for a little while as we put him on the couch. Anyways, when he comes back.
They're the rednecks, I guess.
When he comes back, he Romero's out instantly. He eats his friends.
Yeah.
He kills his friends, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. So you understand why he's like, oh, we just have to. He probably feels suicidal. And he's turning that into, I'm going to go to where all the zombies are. I'm going to wipe them out.
If I can kill my friends, what are all these other people capable of? Yeah. I don't even know them.
So it was kind of a horrifying humanization of, like, a terrible act.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That whole part didn't make sense to me, how they put him in the freezer. And then I think that someone, they didn't even show who unlocked it. And then,
I think it was his two friends that showed up and then ended up thawing him.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also we know that they're not... They don't fully understand what going for Romero means yet. Like, they have no inclination of how bad zombieism can get. And I think that they thought it would be a lot like maybe some other zombies where you could talk to them or you could be able to restrain them in a lot of different ways. It was definitely stupid not to have him tied down or gag him or something. Maybe put, like, safety gloves over his fingers so he can't scratch you.
Yeah.
Lots of options here.
Well, they didn't know he was a zombie. They thought he was just a dead body.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I don't know if they knew.
Oh, okay.
It literally went from them opening the freezer. You didn't even see him inside of it.
Yeah, because the way they were talking about Harley, they're like, can you believe they just left him there? We got to give him a proper burial. They think he's just like a dead body that they're just putting on the couch and being like, okay, we're going to figure out what to do with this dead body.
That's gross. That's
going
to smell your underground ruining
your couch.
Like, ew.
I was still like, if I found my best bud in the freezer dead, one, I would probably call the cops. But if I'm a conspiracy theorist, I would probably take him out, put him on the ground, wrap him up in something. And probably shoot him in the head just in case he comes back.
Always double tap.
You gotta keep that in mind. Why did they shoot him in the head right away? Anyway.
They're stupid. Let's talk about these bratty teenage girls, because the hell. Okay, so we know the main one, her father was coerced into doing people's biddings and then framed for a murder.
Right.
Based on and the crux of that was like, if you don't do what we say, we won't let your daughter feed. She won't have brains. Why is she siding with the zombies?
Right.
Yeah. There's Patricia and... Oh, Patricia is the one that's Carrie's daughter.
And then Tatum is Alexa's daughter. Yeah.
Okay.
Tatum. Never trust a Tatum.
Right.
Never trust anyone named Tatum.
I don't understand unless it's like
Channing.
A friendship thing. There's a lot of characters here.
Trust Channing Tatum, but that's about it. Move on.
There's a lot of characters in here who I wish we could have had more time with, especially with some of the cases we dealt with this season that maybe weren't so integral to the central plot.
I
feel like these girls were interesting as hell.
They were.
They were so fun. They had their own agendas. They were kicking people's ass. They were essentially murdering people in order to help keep the larger conspiracies. Secrets. I would have loved to have seen more of them, but I also liked how quickly they were able to manipulate Liv.
I don't even know
what's going on. And I was like, Liv, don't trust this girl. We've seen this girl.
I felt bad for her. I believed it. I fell for it. And I was like, aw.
Now, after she did, like,
as soon as she was like, don't hug her. What are you doing?
I was like, get out of here. This is no good. But props to those girls. I like when we see, I forgot whose brain did Liv eat? The one that was sleeping with Robbie?
Yeah, Caddy.
Caddy. I love that we see Caddy discover the girls eating the brains of, like, an after-school lunch snack.
Yeah.
It's just a brain on a platter, and they're just like, it's totally cool.
I feel like also they keep pointing out these Go-Gurts and being like, they brought this out to Johnny Frost and being like, can you eat this? Yes, you can. Now I'm proving you're a zombie. But I'm thinking, those look delicious. Those look like Go-Gurts.
They do.
I feel like I would eat those and assume they taste. They look like
dried up pink bubble gum to me, and it doesn't look appetizing.
Yes.
But what does look appetizing is Denny's. Denny's has always been a place where Americans can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whatever they want, whenever they crave it. Now with Denny's On Demand, we've taken the same always open philosophy that is synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to our craveable dinner fare whenever our guests want it. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menus all day, every day. If having your favorite Denny's dish available at your fingertips 24/7 isn't enough, we've also partnered with Hulu to give our guests a free 60-day trial of the premium streaming service.
I think that's pretty cool.
Dude, it's totally awesome. Food and Hulu. Yeah. Who wouldn't be excited? For a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive the complimentary Hulu trial and will be able to enjoy their meal while binge-watching thousands of hit shows, premium original content, films, and much more. With Denny's On Demand, new online ordering, your dinner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app. Hey, do that. Eat it. It's better than brains.
If you can't eat brains, eat some Denny's.
Get that 2x2 by brains. Yes. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the plug, everyone. That's how we keep these stuff free. Well, sorry, she snuck up on you with that.
That was
way too slick, but good job.
I also liked that the teens were texting about the fact that they're like, pretty soon this whole city's going to be a buffet. And I'm like, wow, way to be discreet, guys. You know the government is watching you at all times. Right. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
I thought it was foolishness. Okay, let's talk about Justin, because I have questions. So we've been saying all season, we didn't think Justin and Liv were going to last. Like, we knew they brought Justin in for a certain reason, but we didn't know why or how it was going to end. He got shot, it seemed like there was going to be maybe death.
To be fair, he's not a very, like, he doesn't do, a lot of people in the, some people in the chat say he was kind of boring, and I think they have a point. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, and he was fun to play around with, but I don't know too much about his character. He didn't have a lot going on.
It was like I feel like Justin Liv's relationship is like the first 4 months of a relationship. It's like,
right,
I'm not really being me yet because it's weird and we're just getting to know each other, but we always have fun when we get together. Like, we drink our Max Rangers, we play games, and then like they were always having like fun, but it felt very like college-y dating. Like, we dated for a little bit and we were trying to figure each other out, and we never just got to a deeper level, which is respectable, but also confusing when you're like, damn, okay. So Justin did lose a bunch of friends, right? Yes. In a horrible, horrific act of violence. It was awful. But then, and I know she slept with your boss, and so that's bad, but I also just feel like there's just, do you just feel like Justin should give Liv a little leeway?
No.
Like,
no.
Come on, guys.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Justin as a character because I thought he was a little flat, but dump her.
He turned so hard into the zombie thing and like
also judging
other people. Like, I just feel like full turn.
Yeah, but Liv did the right thing, but also should recognize that she should not be with him.
Yeah.
Like, they both, after that happens, stuff happens. People are human, people are zombies. You know, that's zombies will be zombies, humans will be humans. But as soon as it happens, you have to recognize that it's kind of a point of no return and the relationship has to come to an end.
Yes.
Yeah. So. His whole character was just, I feel like it was just rushed. Like, him being friends with Major to him just, that whole transition of him being friends with Major to him just pulling in on Liv.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just like the transition of that. It just was terrible.
Also, so, Connor, Not Your Business, which is a great name, on our YouTube chat. By the way, keep chatting with us. Says, Justin was all right, but Chase Graves came off as so interesting in these past two episodes alone, more than Justin did all season.
I do not disagree with that. I fully agree with that because he became a full person in these last two episodes. He was a caricature of an evil CEO guy before, and in these last two episodes, he really became a person who had to deal with a lot of stuff changing at a... Especially when it's a secret organization.
But I really just liked his character. I think he was very charming. Like, it was...
Right. I don't buy it. I still think there's a grain of evil in him somewhere. I still don't buy it.
In Justin?
No, Chase.
In Chase. Well, I think he's willing to do what needs to be done in order to save as many people as possible, and which means sometimes you're going to get into a little bit of gray area.
You can't be great without pulling some crazy stunts. Crazy stunts, Ravi found tainted utopium, guys, and he is running tests to try to get the residue out because he thinks that he can maybe create a cure or recreate the utonium to then start working on the cure again.
Right.
And this was kind of exciting.
Yeah,
because he doesn't actually have the utopium. Utopium, because it was all like evaporated, mm-hmm. but he was able to use the residue, and he was finally able to create what he says is hopefully a vaccine.
Yeah.
And a sugar cube.
I'm scared that he tried on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
So what do we guys think? Do we think we start next season with a zombie Ravi or with... hopefully vaccine.
What's going to be interesting is actually going to be the roles are going to start being reversed in Seattle, where there are probably going to be more zombies than humans now.
Oh.
So I think actually following the humans in a zombie world is going to be a little bit more interesting.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and you also have the way that they built up for next season all around where you have a zombie government, a zombie... zombie like Cheers and like a bar.
They do zombie Cheers.
And it's set up so now the world's going to seem odd for the humans in it. Mm. Yeah. So because of that, I think he is going to be cured and he is going to have that vaccine, but the problem is going to be spreading that vaccine is going to be kind of interesting because he's going to probably go up against Fillmore Graves, who might not want it spread, or maybe they do. It feels like it would help everyone to actually have a vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is definitely jumping more into predictions, but I completely agree. But the only thing is, you can literally become a zombie by just a scratch. So, I mean, I can scratch
it. Well, and an STD, essentially.
Yeah, Yeah, but I agree that there's going to be way more zombies than people.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. Let's jump into our Cheers bar with Blaine. Yay. Blaine had an interesting ride these past two episodes. Blaine, essentially, he has a blue brain. It's selling super well.
Right.
But his clients are mostly Max Ranger guys, and they have now been banned from coming to his place. But then by the end of it, because we have so many zombies, basically back to where we started at the beginning of the season.
We can't bypass that choreography number. We can't bypass that dance.
The joy
number.
Of musical comedy will never be lost on me. And this was some good stuff. Like, it was fun to see people who were just like, I just know the dance. Yes, this is great. Like, group dancing in the middle of a bar. Beautiful.
But also, like, because the blue brain, you really get trapped into the dance.
You do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get lost in the... hallucinations and flashbacks. So when they couldn't help themselves when they started dancing, and which made it so when the bar was empty, and then that one guy who was still on blue brain, and he just started dancing just by himself, and it looked silly because he had no big. That was great. That was a perfect joke.
Are you guys happy with where Blaine? I mean, we've had the conversation, and I'm sure the chat is already chiming in. Blaine, good, evil, back to neutral. He buried his dad alive, essentially, but also his dad was a jerk. Yeah. He did kill some people in seasons 1 and 2, but now, you know, he's trying to go legitimate. Where do we stand with Blaine at the end of this season?
Right. Well, I think he's kind of neutral right now.
Okay.
Also, like, we're some people in chat, Ivan Soto, good old Ivan Soto,
hey, Ivan.
Says that Blaine will also have a new restaurant, and it will be called Romero's.
If Blaine becomes a restaurant entrepreneur, I will be the most happy person ever. I love the idea of Blaine, like, being, like, a big kind of glossy guy, like, this is my new restaurant in Vegas, and I have all the money and all the bitches, and I run things.
Also, I think, I don't know if morality is going to change, but it might. I think it's going to be a whole new culture's going to start to happen.
Definitely.
In Seattle, and he'll be probably at the top because he was there kind of first, and he was...
And everybody knows him, and he's kind of started the brains.
Donnie, you know, giving out
samples at the end.
Especially the blue brain. So I think that they were kind of giving, it was like a little intro.
Donnie may be a cockroach, but damn, does he know how to survive.
Yes.
Like,
I love him.
It's a great business technique. What? These brain things taste like boringness, and they give you none of the cool side effects that our brains give you.
Right.
So you should definitely come and purchase things from us. You can get these for free. This is deluxe dining now. Which is super exciting.
I think Blaine's business is going to be just doing so great.
Oh, yeah.
I am curious, though. I do think we will definitely get a little bit more of Bad Blaine, you know, with obviously Mr. Boss, you know.
Yeah, when that Russia stuff comes out, and I have a feeling Mr. Boss is attached to Yes, right. I do think we're going to see him go back to his gangster ways. I'd also like to see him go back to his father, just because I feel like that relationship needs some wrapping up. I need some closure. He sure is.
And we also have Mr. Boss still sending brains towards Blaine. So
yes, which could also get messy potentially.
Yes, it can.
So many things. We talked about.
We also so we gotta also talk about where Liv is with her relationships. I think towards the end.
Yeah. That's exactly where I was gonna go next. So Liv and Ravi have this really great moment at the end. Not only is Ravi asking her to scratch him, but he's also going over their history together and talks about how important like this morgue is and their friendship is to him, and I want it to be you.
It was a very goodbye. It kind of bothered me. I think
really because it felt more.
It was almost a nice little bond.
It almost felt like a first love virginity thing. Like I wanted you to take it from me. I was like, okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but they're friends.
No. In a very platonic sense. Yeah. I don't mean like. I just mean like I'm ready to take this kind of next step in our relationship, and I want it to kind of be with you. And whether it is anything or isn't, it gives Ravi a chance to be useful, which is something he struggled with this whole season of like,
right.
I can't be with Peyton because I keep messing that up. And I'm not one of the zombies, but I'm kind of hanging out with them. And I'm not a detective, so I'm not actually out in the field. So he's constantly been putting himself in really dangerous situations to kind of prove himself to the team. And I like that this is his final moment of like, look, if you scratch me, then I'll know that I could have been of some use. I could have been helpful.
Right.
Yeah, and he wanted Liv to do it.
Yeah.
So. I thought it was a cute moment between the two of them.
Definitely.
Did you have a feeling that maybe they weren't very sure they were going to have a next season?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because if it ends here, like, it's not the worst thing ever.
It would still feel like there's, I would love to see this, like, zombie world. But at the same time, I feel like they could step away from the series at this moment.
It's kind of a nice fan, weekend. If they had to end here, I'd be like, okay, I get it. And now there's a lot of questions for me to fill in. But I also, it doesn't feel like the kind of cliffhangers, especially because of that blackout voiceover at the end where Robbie's like, she's like, that's not cute. And I'm like, that's. If you're reading a novel, that's a perfect ending.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? That perfect, like, they're joking, and it doesn't seem like he is, but he definitely could be. I liked how they ended this season. I thought it was smart. Too.
And it does, I guess it does, in a way, the series has come to an end because it's about to enter a whole new chapter.
Mm.
That's very unusual. We do have Ivan Soto again in the chat, says that Liv and Clive, it's been confirmed by Rob Thomas, that Liv and Clive will investigate human murders, and Fillmore Graves will have a team of detectives investigating zombie murders.
Okay, one, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that idea, especially because I'm sure they're bound to cross paths eventually.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully again and leading to Russia. Let's talk about Babs real quick because we're running close to out of time, and his arc these past two episodes. So
with Gale.
Yes.
Who I always forget about. I always feel like Gale comes in and I'm like, oh, the FBI woman.
Gale was like really important for like 6 weeks on the show.
Right.
And then they were like, we'll just bring her in when we need like a federal presence in the department.
Or would we kind of need like someone for Babs to assist?
I'm happy they brought her back, though.
She's great. Gail's cool. I like that Gail is no nonsense, and I like that Gail is like a better detective than almost everybody. Gail's like, I see something is happening here, and I need everyone to get on board and tell me what's going on because I'm no dummy.
Wait, I've been calling her Dale.
What?
I have.
Why?
Because I thought it was Dale. I didn't know it was Gale. I was like, oh, it's a girl named Dale.
Oh, is it? It is Dale. It is Dale.
Yeah, I was like, I've been calling her Dale.
We're saying Gale.
Sorry, Arby.
See, this is why.
It's Dale, guys.
No, you're right. They're yelling at me.
That's my bad.
See, the thing is, as soon as we get a name wrong, they let us know.
Thank you, chat. We appreciate you.
Yeah, because everyone's name is ridiculous.
Yes.
It is a girl named Dale, of course.
It's weird.
But
Dale, she catches on. She's like, hey, I see you. This guy's your informant. We're back at plots and all this other stuff.
She gets told about the zombies.
She knows, which our ever-expanding circle of who knows about zombies.
And I knew it was coming. I knew she was going to become a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she, with the injection stuff, it'll be interesting to see.
I kind of saw the vaccine coming pretty pretty early on in the episode.
Oh, that it would be
yeah,
really?
When they started passing out those vaccines, I'm like, oh, they're definitely
there's something up here. Now, yeah. I loved the reveal shot of all of the Fillmore Graves employees like slowly poisoning the vaccines. I was like, what? No. But I like this idea of what we're setting up for Dale and Babs in the future of like you guys cannot have sex and you. Like, you have to be very careful with how you handle one another. And it's definitely a live Lily White, depending on who is a zombie at what time, situation.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I feel like this is a more mature couple than Liv's ever been a part of. Yeah. Like,
and you saw he was washing her hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cute. So I'm excited to see, like, how do you cohabitate as a couple when you're like, we want to be together, but we got to be careful. So it'll be interesting. Anything else we need to cover about Babs?
You can't be. Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whole new world for him because he's going to be kind of the one human in a whole city full of zombies. Yeah. So he's, and still solving human crimes, but dealing with the zombie population. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have, because I guess what will probably happen is the people solving the Fillmore Graves murders, the zombies, will probably be Major and Justin. Because they'll be working for that for Fillmore Graves.
Okay, if we get buddy cops solving zombie crimes, and then Liv and Babs doing, oh, that is so cool,
so badass.
Yeah, but it's. I also like just to move off Babs and go to Major and Justin. Mm. I like how they after everyone died, and then when Major went back and asked to be a zombie. I was just, it kind of broke my heart a little bit.
It definitely broke my heart.
It keeps going back and forth.
But you know what? It was a perfect, like, usually, I think we, I was talking earlier about how we don't like shows that constantly, you were saying it's the show. We don't like shows that constantly do the same thing over and over again. And this could have been that pitfall, except for the fact that this is perfectly falling in line with his character traits of whenever anything goes wrong, he's like, how can I be the hero? How do I make this better? He's a lot like Ravi, only stupider because he just full thrust himself into terrible situations. Whereas Ravi, at least, I feel like, thinks about things a little bit. Major Lily White's like, I know what it means. I'm like, but you haven't, you're not thinking about it. I promise you have not thought about this, sweetie. You're just like, yes, full gung-ho. Nothing was more heartbreaking for me than when he raises the guns against humans.
Right.
I feel like that is so out of character. Like, not that the writing is out of character for that moment. Like, what else can you do? You have to defend yourself. These are your people now. You've promised them safety and security, so really you have nothing to do. But now this is essentially a civil war opening up in Seattle where it's zombies versus humans. We already see clear distinctions between many factions. They're saying, like, whose side are you on? When really, there shouldn't be a side. But then, you know, where would our conflict come from?
It's kind of like what Tatum was saying, too. Was it Tatum or Patricia?
Yeah.
It was like, whose side are you on?
Exactly.
So,
well, because there is a sense of they really will kill off the zombies. I mean, they're going to go after... Because, for one, I think they need new PR. They just need to call zombies something else.
I thought it was surprising that they were like, zombies. I was like,
we're embracing zombie. We're going to let you know it's all safe and good, but we are embracing the word zombie.
Like, the undead doesn't even sound too much better. No. The formerly living? I feel like you need to get really crafty with your language.
I think you have to be, because they eat brains, too, so it makes it even harder. But I think you just have to be the differently hungry or something like that. Like the pale, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because someone's pale or something.
Make up a phrase and then translate it to Latin and make it sound fancier than it really is.
Do you guys think that with Major wanting to become a zombie again, it's because... I mean, we already know everybody knows he's the chaos killer, and I feel like it's like, what else is he going to do?
No, I honestly think he's like, look, we lost 12 good men, and I can do more as a zombie than I can as a human. He's stronger as a zombie.
Yeah, but I bet he was even kind of thinking about this before he.
You know what? That's fair.
Before it even happened, because I think he was really separated from society after the chaos killer thing.
Yeah,
and the only people that trusted him and believed in him were the Fillmore Graves, like soldiers.
Until he got his girl back, but then she died so fast.
Yeah, that it's like, oh, I'll have her at least.
Yeah, right. We can go be humans together. We understand our former stuff. We'll travel the world. I think once that was gone and, you know, he can't be with Liv in his current state and he had to go back to being a zombie.
Yeah.
I like how Connor, Not Your Business, said, we need more Zonny Frost.
We do. He was great. Oblivious, but great. We're running low on time.
So apparently... Because Ivan keeps saying this. You need to say it only a couple times, Ivan, in the chat. But apparently Seattle will be separated from the world, and there will be a wall around Seattle. confirmed by Rob Thomas.
Interesting. We'll have to see.
Which is very like, you know, I get what they're doing. I also like the little bit of nod that happens at the after the zombie outbreak happens.
With George Bush, Florida book reading?
When that was amazing. When they go to the mayor and Peyton whispers in the mayor's ear while he's reading a kid's book, it's a lot like what happened during 9/11 mm-hmm. with George W. Bush. Yeah. So it was kind of a nice, eerie reference.
They bring a lot of reality into the season, and I know a lot of CW shows are saying they're going to go darker next season. I know specifically Riverdale is supposed to be darker next season, and I'm hearing rumors that The Flash is going to be dark. Oh, we interviewed maybe six people from the cast.
Oh,
first thing out of their mouths, like, next season you don't even understand. Like, it's going to be so dark. I'm like, oh God, yes.
That's exactly what everyone loved in Arrow. Is it being so dark?
But the difference is, we don't have to get into it. Anyways. We'll talk about it later. But I'll be interested to see if iZombie takes that same route of going in a much darker, more realistic, kind of grounded in current stuff. I mean, we got vaccinations, which are hot topics. We've got STD conversations, potentially. We've got very polarized country kind of happening. Yeah. So we'll have to see next season. It wouldn't surprise me. And I'd actually be kind of excited because as much as I liked this season, I felt sometimes it became, especially again, as we talked about kind of all year long with the cases, it just got gimmicky at times. And it was kind of hard to always care about. I'm like, get back to what is our main story? Like, what have we been doing here in this space? I thought that they ended it in a really great place to set themselves up for a better following season.
Yeah, it makes me excited for next season. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just hope we don't have as long of a hiatus because the last one was super long.
I think they figured out their scheduling things. They had just taken on so many new shows and with Supergirl and trying to figure out how are we going to do our superhero verse, our DC universe. I think it took them a second, and that's what pushed iZombie back. So hopefully we won't have the same problems. I know Riverdale's already, like, shooting, and they're going to be launching in, like, September or something with 22 episodes. So fingers crossed it's not as long as last year, but we'll have to see. Yeah. Real quick before we go, predictions for next season. Or what would you like to see?
And now, you're after us.
Predictions.
I like our shimmies for predictions.
Well, I'm excited to see. I really hope they embrace this concept of a whole new zombie world and capital kind of fenced off from the rest of the world. Go full, like, because I love full sci-fi world-building stuff that still has a light, funny tone to it.
Oh,
as long as they can keep that going.
I think it's like Killjoys or something of that nature. Yeah, totally.
I just wanted Liv's mom and brother to just realize that she was a zombie, and it was nothing personal as far as her not wanting to donate. Was it
that'll be really smart.
So
you're right.
That was like the first thing I thought about. I was like, I hope they now
Liv can come out now.
Yeah. So
we did see her lose the wig at the end of this episode, and she could be embracing that.
She needs to keep the wig. She looks way better.
I totally disagree with you.
You like the white hair?
I love the white hair. She's got to go too. It's not iZombie without that look. I mean, it was nice to get two episodes of her looking like she probably really looks. But
she's
still
gonna look good in whatever she does. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But
she is.
But I do like the white hair. I like the aesthetic that it brings to the show.
And I like how that her white hair was kind of an FU to Chase. Who kind of was like, oh, I'm glad you're with us and we're looking normal.
Right.
And then she's like, okay, screw you. It's off.
No. What I hope to see next season is a Ravi Peyton reunion. Those two belong together. They are my OTP for the show. I love everything about them. I think they're beautiful. I think Ravi has learned a lot of lessons and grown. I think Peyton really didn't need to do anything. But I feel like maybe Peyton's in a good place to like be like, oh, okay, we were dealing with a lot, and maybe now. Please get back together. I love them so much. Yeah. And then make a baby, because cute. I also would like to see Liv... I want to be careful with how I say it. I'd like to see Liv in a well-adjusted relationship, and one where she's, like, fully happy, and we're getting past the, like, initial, like, startup honeymoon phases.
Yeah.
Because she just gets into relationships, and there's, like, some complications due to zombie things or things, and then the person dies. I would really like to see her, and probably Major would be the best,
Major's dealing with his own stuff.
Yeah,
he's
never
not in
right
a good place
two.
For a relationship at
but
all.
But I feel like if it's anyone else, it's not going to get to a serious point, because she's always waiting on Major. So I'd like to see Major get into a good place with where he's at zombie-wise, and then maybe see those two try to get past honeymoon phases and actually have like real relationship things they have to deal with, because I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
I think so too.
Any good predictions in the chat or anything you want to share?
Yeah. Well, we just have Ivan, I see every single time you write these stuff. We will never see Liv's family again. Confirmed by Rob Tomlin. Haha, Ivan, you wrote poorly. No, Thomas. But I guess, which I don't know, I guess we could check it out.
I haven't read that. I don't see any reason why.
I feel like that's an odd thing to confirm.
Right, like, just so never we'll any see. More family. But because you can bring them in for an episode at any point in time.
Major, we got Nephilim 14 says Major could get revenge on Shauna and the Crooked Cops.
Oh.
Because probably not feeling that. Yeah, it's... yeah, and also a lot of... Oh, God. I'm,
Bliv.
There's some Bliv. No.
Yes.
No Bliv.
Whoa. Sorry, whoa. Guys. Is that...
No Bliv.
No.
I'm with
Blaine
it.
And Liv? No. I'm sorry. No. I think that now there's a whole city full of zombies, and the dating's probably going to be better for her than it is
also,
for...
Also, Blaine is with Dale. Come on, guys.
Yeah, than it would be for Babs, because he's still human. Or Ravi.
Blaine and Dale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blaine and Dale, no.
Wait, no? Not together.
You're thinking of Babs. Blaine
Blaine? Oh, yeah. Too many P names. Okay, never mind. Yeah. What? That would be really weird. I understand your look now. I'm like, wait, huh?
The hell? No, there's been people talking, because Hannah is one that was always talking
Hannah
about Bliv.
Love Bliv. And no,
I can't stand Bliv.
I can't get with it. It's weird.
I feel like that would just be a big jump the shark moment for
me. That would need 3 seasons of development for me. I would really need to see, like, why are these two... In the same way that Buffy and Spike getting together was, like, built up for a long time in subtle ways in the background. And then when it came to light, you're like, oh, I get it. You're both in really crazy places.
Yeah,
it would have to be that almost that exact situation for it to work. But I do believe we are out of time. So thank you guys so much for joining us this season. It has been a pleasure to have you guys in the chat. For those of you who comment on YouTube or send us those beautiful tweets we always get after the show, we always really appreciate it. So thank you so much. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes or on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. We love hearing from you. Our producers love hearing from you. We will definitely be back next season. But until then, where can folks find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra.
And you can find me at MrDaveChild or DaveChild.com. I have a new short film I just made.
Yeah!
That's up at, it's the pinned tweet at the top of MrDaveChild. So just go there and check it out.
Definitely do that. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. And if you head over to themarysue.com right now, I have 2 articles up. One about why I thought Bilquis was better on the TV show than she was in the book for American Gods, if you're following that. And 2, I don't know, there's another one on the Mary Sue. It's been a long time, but you should definitely check it out. Until next season, we have been AfterBuzz TV, and we're so happy to have you. We'll see you guys next season.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.